Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. The main suspect in this morning's attack in Levallois-Perret has been identified. The 37-year-old man originates from Sartrouville in the Yvelines. Searches are currently underway at his home and those of his known acquaintances. The wounded soldiers are out of danger. The assessment is reassuring, said Prime Minister Edouard Philippe this afternoon at the National Assembly. The soldiers of the 35th Infantry Regiment of Belfort were attacked this morning. A car likely stolen was used for the attack in downtown Levallois-Perret. Gérald Collomb, the Minister of the Interior, along with Minister of Armed Forces Florence Parly, have visited the soldiers already. The Belgian Minister of Agriculture Denis Ducarme speaks. Fipronil, the insecticide responsible for the food scandal involving millions of eggs in Europe, had been detected in eggs in the Netherlands as early as November 2016. Tens of millions of eggs have been withdrawn from sale in several European countries since last week. In France, 13 lots are officially contaminated. In news from China, an earthquake struck yesterday in the Sichuan province in the center of the country, with 19 people dead and 247 wounded. The earthquake had a magnitude force of 7 on the Richter scale, occurring in an isolated and mountainous area in the center of the country. And in sport news, the start of the Women's Rugby World Cup tonight in Ireland, and we look forward to following the women of the French team. The first match will pair France tonight against Japan with an 8:45 p.m. start time. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.